Ellen White explores the school site. A group of church leaders planned to go up from Granville on Wednesday, May 23, to inspect the property. Although Ellen White had not been feeling well, she could not resist the desire to accompany them. The group included Brethren Daniels, Smith, Reiki, Humphreys, Caldwell, Collins, and White. Sometime before Mrs. White made this first visit to Kuranbong, she had been given a dream. She described it. In my dream I was taken to the land that was for sale in Kuranbong. Several of our brethren had been solicited to visit the land, and I dreamed that I was walking upon the ground. I came to a neat cut furrow that had been plowed 1/4 of a yard, .23 meters, deep and 2 yards, 1.8 meters, in length. Two of the brethren who had been acquainted with the rich soil of Iowa were standing before the furrow and saying, "This is not good land, the soil is not favorable." But one who has often spoken in council was present also, and he said, "False witness has been born of this land." Then he described the properties of the different layers of earth. He explained the science of the soil, and said that this land was adapted to the growth of fruit and vegetables, and that if well worked it would produce its treasures for the benefit of man. The next day we were on the cars, on our way to meet others who were investigating the land. We found a good dinner waiting for us, and all seemed to eat as if they relished the food. After dinner we went to the riverside and Brethren Starr, Mackenzie, and Collins seated themselves in one boat, Brethren Daniels, McCullough, and Reiki in a still larger boat, and Willie White, Emily Campbell, and myself in another. We rode several miles upon the water. It is somewhat salt, but loses its saltness as it borders the place which we are investigating. It required 2 rowers to pull the boat upstream. I should judge this is no creek, but a deep, narrow river, and the water is beautiful. On our way we passed several houses upon farms of about 40 acres, 16 hectares, of land. When we landed on the ground to be explored, we found a blue gum tree about 100 feet, 30 meters, long lying on the ground. Around us were immense trees that had been cut down, and parts were taken out which could be used. I cannot for a moment entertain the idea that land which can produce such large trees can be of a poor quality. I am sure that were pains taken with this land, as is customary to take with land in Michigan, it would be in every way productive. She was escorted to some parts of the land, walking and resting and thinking. She later told about finding the furrow. When we came to Avondale to examine the estate, I went with the brethren to the tract of land. After a time we came to the place I had dreamed of, and there was the furrow that I had seen. The brethren looked at it in surprise. "How had it come there?" they asked. Then I told them the dream that I had had. "Well," they replied, "you can see that the soil is not good." "That," I answered, "was the testimony borne by the men in my dream, and that was given as the reason why we should not occupy the land." But one stood upon the upturned furrow and said, "False testimony has been borne concerning this soil. God can furnish a table in the wilderness." But night was drawing on, and the party returned down Dora Creek to the cottage by the light of the stars. As the larger group came together near the boat landing, they brought encouraging reports of their findings. Ellen White wrote, "They came from their investigation with a much more favorable impression than they had hitherto received. They had found some excellent land, the best they had seen, and they thought it was a favorable spot for the location of the school. They had found a creek of fresh water, cold and sweet, the best they had ever tasted. On the whole, the day of prospecting had made them much more favorable to the place than they had hitherto been." Mrs. White retired early, but the committee earnestly discussed their findings on into the night. There were diverse opinions, for there was considerable variation in different parts of the land, but the majority felt the enterprise could be made to succeed. Added to this was their observation of Mrs. White's confidence in the potentialities of the property. Late that autumn night, the committee voted to purchase the Brettville estate for $4,500.